That old phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasure, proves itself true in a new exhibition at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Virginia Overton, Saved, highlights works by the Nashville area native who describes her style for us.
It is very textured, colorful. There are metallic things, there are lit objects, there's fabric, and hopefully all of these disparate materials come together to make a cohesive exhibition.
Mark Scala, chief curator of the Frist, says Saved is classic Virginia Overton.
What Virginia is really great at doing is to find beauty or elegance or find something in lost materials and discarded materials and think to herself, well, there's something special about that. I'm going to turn that into a work of art. And of course, it takes time to figure out what she's going to do, and so she collects a lot of things. And so she has just, rooms full of objects, and sometimes they're farm utensils, sometimes they're machinery that doesn't work anymore, it might be a piece of plywood, it's just really completely unpredictable. And then what she's able to do with those things is to take some kind of minimal action, just do something with paint on them or add a light to them or put them together in an interesting way, and all of a sudden they seem to be something else. They seem to be monumental. They seem to have a kind of the presence that we associate with art, but we don't associate that with an artifact. And so that, I think, is where the magic is. These artifacts become artworks at the same time that they continue to be what they always were.
You could say Overton doesn't believe in tossing anything out.
That would be close to the truth. I do find uses for things that a lot of people cast off, and sometimes I have to hang on to them for a number of years before I get to use them, but for some reason I'm drawn to certain types of things, and I collect for a while, and then I use things up, and then I collect again. It's sort of this ebbing and flowing of bringing things in and putting things back out in the world.
Scala says Overton's work is similar to recycling in that commonly discarded objects are given new life. In this case, they're not melted down to make new bottles, for example, but get a second act as art on display in a museum.
Why not? I mean, I think that many people think of art as being things made of paint or things made out of bronze or stone or things that the artist's hand has to really shape or form. But at its core, art can be any material. Art can be the material of language. It can be the material of light. It doesn't even have to be physical material. But what it is something that is manipulated, changed, altered, something done to it by the artist. And that thing that's done to it changes it and makes it interesting in a different way.
Most of the pieces in Saved are challenging to describe for radio. However, there's at least one exception. Virginia, we are standing in front of this very unique chime. How would you describe this for the folks listening?
So it's made up of a gantry, which is a type of equipment I use in my studio to lift heavy things. This is my personal gantry. It's made of aluminum. It still has the hoist and trolley attached to it, because when the show is over, I'll take it back to the studio. And then hanging from it are all of these disparate metal pieces that are paired according to their weight. So it goes from lightest to heaviest. And when these metal objects are paired across the top of the gantry with each other, if you, as a viewer, come and look and interact with it, which this is the only piece in the show that you can actually touch and interact with, you'll see that it makes sound. So we'll do a little sound and I'll quit talking.
Let's play.
Okay. For example.
Original composition.
Yes.
Scala says Overton's work is for everyone, although he admits it might challenge our notions of what we think of as art.
If your expectation of art is that it's a painting or that it's a sculpture, but if you come into the exhibition without any such expectations, and if you ask yourself, well, what is art? What constitutes art? why is this art? And then I think you'll really get a lot out of the experience.
Virginia Overton, Saved, can be seen at the Frist until December 31st. Details on the exhibit and related programs are available at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.